We're joined by Lizzie O, who is a coalition organizer for Public Power New York. And they recently released a new report on how the benefits would accrue if we were to do the Build Public Renewable Act, which is to get the New York Power Authority to build more renewable energy. This bill did pass the state Senate last year, as people know, but was blocked in the assembly. It has again passed the Senate, just like Governor Cuomo did 4 years ago. The Governor Hochul did include something to do build renewables in NYPA in the budget. So we've asked Lizzie on to give us an update on the new report. But why don't we first start? Give us a brief overview. What is the Build Public Renewable Act do, and how does that maybe differ from what the governor's proposing?
Totally. Thanks, Mark, for having me. So the governor's proposal in it did give the authority for NYPA to build renewable energy. However, it didn't include all of our best and strong provisions to ensure that it is a truly just transition. So she didn't include our strong labor provisions, prevailing wage, apprenticeship programs, all of that. And she didn't include democratization elements, which would allow NYPA's board to include members of the public. And also, she did not include a mandate to build, which would make sure that NYPA actually builds renewable energy. So we are still fighting for our entire package, for our whole bill, because we believe that it is far better than what Governor Hochul has proposed.
Now, this new report, I know one of the things I read was that it particularly looks at, if NYPA was building public renewables, it would be able to pull down quite a bit of money, I think over $1 billion from the new Inflation Reduction Act climate package that Congress proposed for funding. But what are some of the key findings of the study?
Well, basically, because of the IRA, we have a ton of financial incentives for NYPA to actually build renewable energy. So New York could, as a whole, save $1.2 billion through 2050 by replacing, NYPA's own fossil fuel generation with renewables by 2030. And we are eligible for a ton of tax credits, which, for NYPA would be direct payments, and also grants from the Department of Energy and environmental the EPA, so that we can mitigate some of the harms that have been done to environmental justice communities. So overall, there are a ton of financial incentives, and it really behooves us to use that to make sure that New Yorkers save money, we save consumers money, and all of this is run through a public authority like NYPA.
And also, I assume one of the key points is that New York has passed a climate law that, sets out, some good goals to try to expand renewable energy. And if the states was going to meet them, one would assume that trying to get NYPA on board to build out renewables would be real helpful, because actually, last I looked, New York State only had about 5 or 6% of its state electricity coming from wind and solar, and that's after 20 years of setting a goal to substantially increase renewable energy.
That's totally right. The report also found out that we are not on our way to meet the goals of the CLCPA, which mandated that, we decarbonize by a substantial amount by 2030, and reduce carbon emissions. So NYPA actually having the authority, but also the mandate to meet our CLCPA goals will actually give New York it will show that New York is actually committed to working on climate, making sure that we are reducing carbon emissions, and also ensuring that our energy system is not constantly being, is not a parasite and taking up too much of, consumers' ability to pay their utility bills.
Now we're in the midst of, the state, doing its budget. Governor proposed a budget February 1st, middle of March, right about now. The two houses put out, their budget proposals. Then they have two and a half weeks to negotiate usually towards the middle. As I said, the state senate, already passed the Build Public Renewables Act. The governor has put something in her budget about public renewables. Do we know yet, what's the assembly doing? I know often the assembly will say we don't want to do any policy in the budget. We'd like to do it post-budget. How are things looking right now in the legislature and with the governor on actually getting across the finish line?
Totally. So we know that the Senate has passed it. We are hearing that the Assembly One House budget also includes a substantial, big bulk of what is included in the Bill Public Renewables Act in the budget language. So we hope, and we're going to continue to fight to make sure that when Carl Speaker Hastie and the majority leader, and Andrea Stewart-Cousins are negotiating with Governor Hochul, we get everything, especially labor democratization elements and the mandate to build. And we reject Hochul's proposal because it seems like the assembly has spoken, New Yorkers have spoken. This is an incredibly popular bill, and it really is, up to the leadership to make the right decision and make sure that we get the whole bill passed.
Now, when the state passed what's called the CLCPA climate law, I guess 3.5, 4 years ago, the big thing that the governor took out, being Governor Cuomo, was the labor provisions. As you said, that was not in Hochul's proposal. And democratization of NYPA, my wild guess is not what the state bureaucrats tend to embrace. So how do the labor provisions and the democratization part, seem to be going, particularly with the governor?
Yeah, well, the governor has included no labor provisions, and we labor unions actually and labor leaders who are would be directly impacted submitted a letter to the governor saying that they are in favor of including labor provisions in their climate in all the climate bills. So we think that a just transition when we are transitioning away from fossil fuel capitalism towards one that is based off of renewable energy, it should be able to provide really solid green new jobs for working people. And we should also in turn have a say over how those jobs are built and where they're implemented, right? We want to make sure that traditionally disproportionately impacted communities who have borne the brunt of fossil fuel infrastructure are able to also benefit from this legislation. And that means that we need to have a seat at the table. And so we are fighting for those elements. I live in Astoria where we have the most number of peaker plants, right? And I want to make sure that whatever energy infrastructure is being built is going to be benefiting my community and not in the hands of private capitalists. So we want to make sure that this happens, and so we're fighting hard for these provisions.
So we've been talking with Lizzie O, coalition organizer for Public Power in New York, about the Build Public Renewables Act, among other things. In the last 60 seconds, two-part question. If people want to read this report, find out more information, keep up to date on the Public Renewable Act campaign, how can they do so? And if they want to express their opinion to the governor or state lawmakers, how best can they do that?
Definitely. If you want to find out more, please go to publicpowerny.org. That's publicpowerny.org. And you can find more information, read our report, and also express your opinion in support of the full BPRA to Governor Hochul.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lizzie O, Coalition for Public Power. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.